Okay, today we begin with Perek Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph Pasuk Aleph. Yud Aleph Pasuk Aleph. We begin now with the third friend of Eiv. Eiv's third friend, his name is Sofar Hanamosi. Sofar Hanamosi, this is the third friend we've had. We had Eliphaz, and we had Bildad Hashuchi, and now we have Sofar Hanamosi. According to the Gra, Sofar Hanamosi was a descendant of Nochor, one of Avram's two brothers, Haran and Nochor. So this was a nephew. This was, I don't know exactly a nephew, but it was a descendant of Avraham's brother, a great nephew or a great great nephew, something along those lines. Now that is different. Sofar Hanamosi would then be different than Eliphaz and Bildad. Let's review, because Eliphaz was a son, a direct son of Avraham. Avraham had a son, Yitzchak. Yitzchak had a son, Esav. Esav had a son, Eliphaz. So it was a grandson of Yitzchak, a great grandson of Avraham. The second friend of Bildad Hashuchi, according to the Gra, it's not clear what the source for the source of the Gra was, a descendant of Keturah, which means it was a son of Avraham. Avraham married Keturah, we know, and they had many children, and one of the children produced, or down that line from Keturah, was Bildad Hashuchi. Here, the third friend of Eiv, his name is Sofar Hanamosi, was not a son of Avraham, not like Eliphaz and Bildad, but rather was a nephew, came from a different line, from the line of Nochor. Okay, now before you go further, I just want to let that one. What? Lot was from a different son. That was from Haran. That was Haran. Right. So these are all the common denominator according to the Gra. They're all related. They all are related to Avraham. Not all of them are directly related, but they are related. Now, before we go further, one thing I want to point out from yesterday. Yesterday we learned about Gehenim, or the Olam, or the other world, where Pasuk Chav Les Pasuk discuss Eretz Efesek Ma'ofel Salmavis V'loy Sedar Matayfal Kamei Oifel. So there is a two midrashim. One midrash says that the word Oif, the way we translated the word, the last pasuk, the previous pasuk, the way we translated the word Ophel is darkness. However, according to the Medrash, it doesn't, Shemos Rabbah, the word Ophel comes from the word Uf. Uf means to fly. And what does it mean? Zeh Gehenim. Gehenim, what does it mean? That it tells us some insight that in Gehenim the Neshamas are flying. Okay, I have no idea what this means, but it's just an interesting idea. We don't know what's flying.
It's with an ayin.
All right, it's with an ayin, nech and ayin. But many times you have the aleph and the ayin are interchangeable. For the purposes of Jewish, you can interchange these two letters. Okay, there's another important medrash. This is another interesting idea of afesa. Another word, afesa, means they're tired. Then in Gehenim, harasham ayefim ba. Who goes down to Gehenim? So it says, Misha'enu Rogel is lo sedarim, which means a person that does not have the schus ha-Torah, because Torah is mesudar. There are shisha sedarim. Everything in the Torah is arranged in a set order. So the pasuk of here is telling us, hinting to us, that if a person wants a solution in order not to go to Gehenim, it's he should live a life of seder. It's Eretz Afes, Afasa Kmo Ofel. It's a land where the Afasa means the wicked are tired, Kmo Ofel. And in such a location, they are flying around, Tzal Modes. Why? Because in this lifetime, the way the Medrash interprets this pasuk is because in their lifetime, the Loy Sidarim, they did not engage in Torah. Torah is something which is Mesudar, Sidarim, and that's why they suffer their fate. Therefore, the lesson is, if a person spends time every day learning Torah, and he has some fulfillment of Sidarim, then he's not subject to the beginning of the pasuk of the Eretz Afesa Kmo Ofel.
Okay, that's the opposite of order is
chaos. In Gehenna, there's chaos.
A life of disorder and chaos.
That's where he goes. That's his just reward. Okay, so now again, we come to Sofar Hanamosi. We just said before, this is the third friend. There are going to be a total of four friends. And again, we mentioned this is the son of Nochor. a descendant of Nachar, a brother of Avraham, and he says as follows: his theme is pretty much the same. His message goes to the end of the parak. Okay, it goes for 20 psukim, and the words that he says are very similar to the idea of Bildad and Eliphaz. He comes to tell Eve of the descendant of Ashkocha Pratis, and he comes. Okay, well, let's see. We go one pasuk at a time. Now that means to say, in general, read the words inside in the Mitzvahs in a moment, that Eov, don't just because you're eloquent and you have a lot what to say and it sounds very good and you have a fantastic vocabulary, doesn't mean that your words have any truth. Eloquent is an expression. I don't know if it's an expression. I used to hear people say this: eloquent baloney. There is such an expression. There are people who have the ability to get up in front of an audience and speak for an hour with the most beautiful vocabulary, the most eloquent words. And what do they say? Absolutely nothing. Zero. Eloquent baloney. That is really what he's saying here in Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Beis on Sefer Hanamasi Eov, eloquent baloney. Haloi haroiv devarim. Just because you've said many words, lo ye'oneh, does it not deserve a response? You think we're going to listen to this nonsense and just be silent? Vim ish sefosayim. Just because you are a man of lips, meaning you know how to speak, no one can match your eloquence. You're articulate, you're eloquent. You have the vocabulary, you have the skills. So what? Yitzhak, are you correct? Are your words correct? Are they make sense? Let's take a look at that. Mitzvah's pasuk. Yeah.
First pasuk, Vayan. First word begins.
It's a response.
Someone
to reply. Right. No. It's a reply. I think it's the opposite. Vayomer would mean that he initiates a conversation. Vayan is a reply. You've said something, I want to respond. Eov has claimed that there's tzaddik v'raloi, rasha v'toivloi, and everything is not fair. Sefer HaNamasi is now responding. Eve, you're making a very big mistake. Let's see. So, Harav Devarim Lo Yeone V'Imish Tzavasayim Yitzchak Pasuk Beis in the Mitzudos David. Harav Devarim V'Chimish Marbet Devarim Lo Yelo Teshuva Aleihem. Just because you have a lot what to say, that does not mean that I shouldn't respond. Who says you deserve to get the last word? It's not correct. V'Chi Lo Yimsa Ma'ane Gam al marbis tavarim. Is it not? Do you think that we're not going to find a response for your long message, your long speech? Just because a person knows how to express himself, he knows how to present words, with eloquent speech, beautiful expression. Does that automatically mean that you're right? Not so. You're an excellent speaker, but your message is false. Pasik, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Ma'anet Sofar, lo ye'oneh, me'acherim, mibnei, is it not proper, lo ye'oneh, me'acherim, is it correct that you should not receive a response from others? Other people have what to reply to. There's always another side, another opinion. There's another way of looking at things. Mibnei roiv devarv, just because you have a lot of what to say. Pasik, gimel. Badecha means fabrication. Bada milibo. There's an expression in the Gemara, bada milibo. You fabricate nonsense in your heart. Nonsense, falsehood, lies. Baba Maisas. Badecha. Badecha means your words of lies. Misim yacharishu of men. Misim is a plural, it's equivalent to the word anoshim. Now there is a in the Torah we have people by the begin with the word misu. Misu shalach, misu shoel. Anyone else come to mind? If Schwab discusses this, he discusses this also in Sefer Yeshaya. It appears the word misu was not really part of their name. It means mister. So misu shalach, his name was really shalach. Misu shoel, his name was shoel. Misu means a man, an individual. So it means Mr. Shalach. the individual shalach, the individual sir, master. So therefore, when you, what's the plural of misu? Misin. Misim is the plural of the word misu, which means men. So it's badecha misim yacharishu. Your lies cause people to mean misim means people, human beings. Yacharishu, it causes them to be silent. Vatilag, and they mach ve'ei machlim, and there is no shame. Now, what does this mean? Let's see. Let me see the David pasuk gimel. Badecha hadvar masher ata bode milibcha. The words which you fabricate, which you invent from your heart. Yashdiku es hanoshim are so powerful, so eloquent, and causes other people, it causes ho anoshim. Misim means men, it causes them to be silent. Leval yimchohu b'sa'aru mosecha, not to protest, not to complain against your not to protest your complaints. Ki choshvim shekein dibarta, because they think that what you have said is logical, and you are correct. And because of this, tosif lahalig mul hamakum, you continue. The fact that the people, they cheer you on, they listen, and they don't respond. So it's from your perspective, it appears that they acquiesce. They are in agreement with what you are saying, and that gives you the strength and the conviction to go further and mak Hashem and say words which even greater apikorsis. Ravur zeh toisef, you continue lehalig, to mak mul hamakom, towards Hashem. Al kain alki ki eini machlim oscha alayam, because there is no one that puts you to shame for speaking words of apikorsis.
You said this himself. He said you're making me talk.
Well, it's he make no. This is a different. No one's responding. You're making me talk, but his speech. He was such a powerful speaker. No one responded. He overwhelmed them. They were silent, and Eve interpreted their silence as an agreement.
He was pleading his case.
Eve interpreted their silence as an agreement that you agree with me, and therefore I'm going to go and continue. I'll write a sequel to my first book of Apikorsis, the second book. So we read the passage again one more time. Badecha, your words of nonsense have caused misim yacharishu, have caused misim men, the population, to be silent. Because of your koyach hadibur, you have to add all of that into the pasuk, because of your powerful eloquence and brilliance of speech, and thus you have outsmarted yourself, that caused you to become full of gaiva, to do what? Vatilak, you continue to mak. You mak Hashem, you ridicule HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'ei machlim, and no one silences you, no one puts you to shame, no one says to you, enough is enough, stop the nonsense. Rashi pasuk gimel, badecha, sh'at abodim libcha, badecha means lies, bad misim, yacharishu, b'nei adam, misim is a very unusual word, you don't find it often. Misim means equivalent to anoshim. Again, as we said, misu is the singular of misim. Epasik dalit. Vatoimer, what do you say? What is the essence? So here, what he's doing, Sefer Hanamasi, he's telling him that the essence of your speech, I'm summarize your speech. Vatoimer, zach likhi uvar. Hayisi v'yeinecha. Zach means uvar. Var means pure. Zach and var basically mean the same exact thing. Zach is pure, and var is pure.
Clear.
My teaching is pure, and I am a clear, pure individual. Hayisi v'yeinecha, and I have done nothing wrong. Let's see pasuk dalid. Pasuk dalid v'toymer toymer el mul hamakom. What is the essence of your speech? Sefer Hanamos is summarizing probably 50 psukim. His summary is, if you want to summarize everything, you, Eev, are making the claim that you are a tzaddik. I'm a tzaddik, and I don't deserve punishment. Toimar el mul hamakom, hine limud hergel darki, the limud hergel, which means the way that I'm accustomed. Hergel means my custom, my minhag. And limud means exactly the same. Mitzvahs anoshim milimuda. It is something which a person does by rote. My conduct, my daily conduct, my habit is hizako uberura, is pure and clear. The Gambe Nech Anibar Vinoki, and you Hashem have to acknowledge that this is true. Even in your eyes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm a tzaddik. Yet, Ratzalayim, Yodei Atosh Adin Imodi Vata'asok Gimuli, you Hashem know that I am correct, I'm a tzaddik, and you have robbed me of my due. You have taken my life, you have taken my property, you have taken my children, you have caused me tsar for no reason whatsoever. So this.
He puts in one sentence the whole.
Exactly said. He takes 50 psukim. He takes the 50, at least 50 psukim that we learned in the last couple of prakim of Eve's speech, and he's summarizing them in these few words. What are you saying, Eve? What's your message? Enough of the eloquence, enough of the eloquent baloney. For all this long speeches, let's summarize. Your summary is tzaddik v'ra'ala. Zach likhi, likhi here means. What?
Tzaddik v'sashuk. It's wisdom.
Okay, that's a very good point. Vesasok means you've robbed me. You've exploited.
You know I'm running.
You rob what I deserve. So likhi here means my habit. My lekach. Lekach sometimes means my teaching. But here means what I've taken, my custom, limudi. My habit. Ubar hoyisi beinecha. And the mitzvah is adding in the parish of this pasuk, and thus you have robbed me, and I'm not deserving of this suffering. Let's take a look at Rashi pasuk dalit. That toimer lehakadosh baruch hu, you Eov have spoke to Hakadosh baruch hu. Zak lechi ubar hayisi b'yanecha. Now, so far we've got four psukim, and Rashi and the mitzvahs don't seem to disagree. That's a pretty it's a record. No disagreement yet. Now here's where he goes on to say v'ulam. Here's where Tzofer Hanamasi steps in. Okay, here's where he makes the big mistake. Each one of these three friends has made a big mistake by criticizing Eve. What you're supposed to do is, we're going to learn at the very end of the Sefer, is that what they should have just said is, yeah, you're right. I don't say you're right, it's just that we understand your frustration. You shouldn't tell the person we disagree, you're wrong, because you can't judge a person who is in this situation. But you say, we understand how you feel. Here is where he makes his big mistake, Tzofer Hanamasi, v'ulam, let me correct you, Eif. Ulam means but. As soon as you say the word but, you're in trouble. V'ulam, mi yitein elokai diber, v'yiftach sifosov imach. Let's take right away jump to the mitzvah. So ulam, avol, be'emes. The truth is, mi yitein sheyidab b'cho eloka, halavai HaKadosh Baruch Hu should speak to you, v'yivdach sifosav lehisvakeach imach. So according to the Mitzudos, halavai Hashem would be able to reply. And if Hashem would reply to you, He would tell you that the punishment that you have received is just a tipa shebeyan. It's just a small, you deserve a lot more than what you're getting. He's going further than his two other friends. The two other friends never said. Two other friends, we'll see, they only said that, Eov, you're getting what you deserve. Tzofer Hanamasi is saying, you deserve even more. You're only getting a small amount. So one more time back, now we know the Mitzvah is back to the Pasuk again, that Ulam, the truth is, you deserve a lot worse. And he introduces that by saying, Mi yitain, if only Eloah, Yidaber, if Hashem could speak to you, v'yiftach sifosav, Hashem would open up his lips, imach, and would speak up. What would Hashem say? Pasuk vav, v'yaged l'cha. Hashem will speak, He will reveal to you, ta'alumos chokhma ki chifloim l'soshia v'da ki yasheh l'cha eloah. Now that's a lot going on in that pasuk. We're going to go very slowly in the mitzvah. Basically what it means is that Hashem's wisdom is wondrous. It's way beyond you're capable of understanding. And you may not realize that you are, in Hashem's eyes, a very, very great sinner. And you deserve an enormous amount. And the punishment that you have received is just a small token. It's a small token of what you fully deserve. Now, how does all that fit into these very complicated words? So let's go very slow. Let's first look at the Mitzudos Tzion, just to get some background to the translation of some of these words before we try to put the entire pasuk in context. Pasuk in the Mitzudos Tzion l'sushia. The word l'sushia k'nikra chochmas ha-Torah. Sushia means the wisdom of the Torah. V'himi lashon yesh. Okay, the shorish of the word l'sushia is yesh, even though the two letters are backwards, which is a very chiddush. L'sushia, well, I guess that's not yet.
Is it?
The sushia is the yud is silent. The yesh of ka. The yesh means substance. We say lahanchil ohava yesh. Hakadosh Baruch Hu in the next world will bequeath to his beloved yesh something. Yesh means something. What is the ultimate something? What is the ultimate object in this world? Yesh. Torah. Torah is the ultimate thing which gives a person satisfaction. That's called yesh. Yeah? What?
No. Does sushia mean a cure? Or
It depends on the context. It depends on the context. Here it's sushia, the mitzudos means chokma. Yesh, the word yesh, the Mitzudos Sion says it will exist forever. Yesh means substance. What is the ultimate substance that will ultimate matter? That will exist forever, will never dissolve or decay, Torah. Every other matter in this world ultimately will come to an end.
The opposite of matter. It's not something...
It's the ultimate matter.
No. Essence.
It's the ultimate.
Excuse me. It may be something that exists forever.
I'm borrowing... Okay. Matter, as you're saying, is physical. Okay, matter, you're telling me, strictly means something that's physical. Yeah. I don't mean it in its literal sense. I mean something of substance.
Right.
Something of substance is spiritual. What is the ultimate spiritual substance? Torah. So, and why is that called yesh? Why is that substance? Because it will exist forever. Whereas anything physical will ultimately come to an end. That's how the Mitzvah translates. It's a very difficult word. It will exist forever. It will not turn into nothing. Okay, so that's the word lesushia. Now, what does it mean? Yasheh. Yasheh means a claim. If you have a claim against your friend owes you something. So we're going to see in a few moments that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Eev, you owe me. You are guilty. You are a sinner. And a sinner has to pay with suffering. So you owe me. You owe me, and you need to suffer. And this that I have demanded retribution payment by causing you suffering is just a fraction of what you still owe me in the future. Now, with that in mind, let's take a look at the Mitzudos David, how he explains this pasuk. Talumos chokhma. Talumos means hidden matters. Hidden matters of chokhma. Sodos, secrets, misisre ha-chokhma, of hidden matters of chokhma, asher yischaivim ha-boim, that those that are guilty, ha-boim ho-oynish ha-boim, ho-oynish al-kol-chait, anyone that has not fulfilled what the Torah requires is responsible to suffer for his sins. Asher yechte ha-odam, that man has sinned. Let's go further. Sishre kolchai, you know the secrets kolchai. Ki kichflaim lisushia. Asher lefi chokmas ha-Torah, according to the wisdom of the Torah, rohi oy lecha kichflaim in ha-michav. You are deserving double of the suffering that you are currently experiencing, asher bo alecha, avolo yivaser klum. But you should be aware, I will not forgive. Nothing will be forgiven to you. You owe. I should punish you doubly for what you have sinned, and I'm not. And according to the dictates, the laws of Torah, there is no reason why I should forgive you for your sins. Kida asher hu haloi v'lucha. You should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who has lent you. What has He lent you? He has lent you life. He's letting you exist. He's letting you live and not suffer. You think you're suffering? You deserve to suffer a lot more. The part that you're not suffering is considered to be a loan by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma me'avoynecha. It's a loan to you for your sins. V'tekabel aleihem gemul li'achar zeh. And don't worry, Eev, a lot more is coming. Not only are you suffering now, guess what? You hold out. Because you're going to be in this for a very long time. Viato Hema behalva etzlocha, and it's a loan. In other words, the fact that you're still alive and the fact that you can still be you could function is a loan because you deserve a lot worse. Now let's go back to the pasuk. What would Hashem say to you? V'yagiluch, Hashem would tell you ta'alumos chochma. Hashem would say to you, would reveal to you the secrets of wisdom. Ki chiflayim lisoshia, because Torah is extremely deep. Chiflayim means double. Let's go further in the mitzudos. We did that already. Chiflayim lisoshia means it is, you deserve double. According to lisoshia, according to the wisdom of the Torah, you deserve double punishment, double of what you have received now. And I don't mean it's actually double, it just means you deserve a lot more. Vida, and be aware, ki yashelcha elokai me'avonecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making a claim, still has a claim against you for your sins. The degree that he has punished you is just a fraction of what he is yet to collect from you for your terrible sins. So this is amazing what he's saying to him. This is unprecedented. From Eliphaz and Bildad, that Eiv, be quiet, you are a Rasha, you're a sinner, and according to the wisdom of the Torah, which is way beyond your understanding, you are deserving much more than what you are getting. And don't worry, Eiv, you'll get it. Give Hashem some time. Give him some time, he'll come to collect, just like a creditor ultimately comes to collect his debt from the debtor. You're the debtor, he's the creditor, he'll come, he'll get you, don't worry, you have a long way to go. Pasuk Zayin, let's see Rashi, Pasuk Vav, Talumos Chachma, V'teda you should be aware, ki chaflayim lisoshia, yesh la Torah shelo kiyamta. There are matters in the Torah that you have not fulfilled. So I didn't properly explain them, so let's just go back and look at the Pasuk. Ki chaflayim lisoshia means that you have violated the laws of the Torah. You have violated, the Torah has put upon you commandments, mitzvos, you are guilty, you are in violation, and therefore the Torah demands that you be punished, and you will be punished in due time. Now this is a very interesting idea, that if you want to take the word lisoshia to actually mean Torah, who says Eve was Jewish and is chayiv to observe the tayag mitzvos? So einoch nami. So then you have to say it means a sheva mitzvah enoch. So you have to learn something along those lines. Either you have to learn it means the moral laws of the Torah.
The
are what?
Yeah,
einoch nami. That's a very big chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. Is that really so? Are these moral laws which come?
What did Yaakov learn?
We don't know what these things mean. You're right. It's very good point. But over here, according to Rashi and the Mitzudos, they're definitely putting in the word Torah, and they're definitely saying that you're guilty for violation of Torah. They're not just saying for moral laws, which even al pisvara, a human being should come to realize it's incorrect. No, you're putting in this magic word Torah, and you're the guilty of not observing the Torah. You're deserving a double punishment, and these matters are hidden from you. These hidden matters of Chochmah, that's why you cannot comprehend, because your wisdom is limited to understand this. And don't worry, Vida, you'll know, don't worry, the day will come and HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed will punish you. Next words of Rash, Ki Yasheh, Yasheh Kumo Ki Sasheh V'Reyachah Masas Mu'uma. If a person will have a claim against his friend for something, you have a claim, you have a demand, Harbe Yesh Lo Od Choy V'Lecha B'Divrei Avonecha. Don't worry, Hashem has a lot yet to collect from you for your... Now Rashi adds in a word. He adds bedivrei avoinecha, for the words of your sin. Now it either could mean here matters, the matter of sin, you have committed averos, which you're not aware of, or if you want to take Rashi literally, it means your words of heresy. It means your words of apikorsis. Bedivrei, the words of your sins. So he's saying that the last couple of days, since you began to suffer, you've really... you really racked up a bill for yourself by speaking harsh things against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Pasuk Zayin, Hacheker Elokai Timsa. Who do you think you are, Yof? You really think you can fathom, you can investigate Eloka, Hashem, Timsa? Will you find the answers, the mysteries of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Im Tachlis Shakai Timsa. Can you find Tachlis, the very end, the purpose of a Kodesh Baruch Hu will you find? Let's take a look at the Mitzvah Stav Pasuk Zayin. Hachekin, it's a long Mitzvah, and he explains a lot of different things. Now, I need some help. I don't really, I read this a few times, and I don't understand. So people hope you could help me really understand what this means. Ma Tisroyim al Rosat Tzadik Ve'atoy V'sarosh. What was the gist of your complaint in the last few parakam? Tzadik Viralo Rasha Vitovlo. Ma, what are you complaining al Rosat Tzadik Ve'atoy V'sarosh? V'chi'ata Timsa Cheker Mishpat Hashem. Do you think that you can investigate the matter of Mishpat of Hashem? Ucho Oimer. What does Sofer Hanamasi mean to say? Do you really think that you can define a tzaddik and a rasha? You look in a room, you see a group of people, and you know their background, you know their history, and you're going to tell us which one in this group is a tzaddik, which one is a rasha. How dare you? Do you have the ability to fathom the depth of a person's mind and their actions, and understand their background and where they come from to determine who is a tzaddik, who is a rasha? I try to translate this word for me, a good translator. What does that word mean? What do you say the word means?
Man's deeds?
Hachonas?
Depends on the status of the person.
The status?
Yeah, it goes perfectly.
Okay, the status of the person. Do you know a prayer? Well, we'll use your word for now, because hachona literally means to prepare. Readiness. It means your, or hachona sometimes means your humility. Yeah? A base.
Right.
It means where you're coming from. Do you really know? What? The context. Okay, that's a good bit. I like the word. The context. Do you really understand the hachonas ha'adam? Now, here he goes. Kimi shehachonas ha'miruba, a person that has a good background. What?
A wide background.
He has the knowledge. He comes from good stock, and he knows. He has good education, and yet umikatzer ba'avodas elokim. Now it doesn't fit now. What does this mean over here?
And he does a little less.
He
does more than he's supposed to. He's not a tzaddik. Okay, that's how you want to learn. A person that has a good background, he knows better.
Right.
He has good education, he has a good background, and he falls short. He does not live out his potential. Lo letzadik yichashev. So we're going to read this as a statement, not as a rhetorical question. Lo letzadik yichashev. He's not a tzaddik. Umisha hachanosayim, a person that does not have a good background. He's a tinik shenishba. What is he supposed to know? What do you want from this poor fellow? Hine kol davar lorov yichashev. Any good deed that he does is considered a very great act of righteousness, because according to his background, a regular person would not have done this. Who really can judge a person? Can judge a person's disposition? Knows a person's background. The secrets of the heart. Which person has a good disposition, a good background, a good environment? Yishbot al Yisuri Iyov, Shabo al Asher Kotzar Bechokhma, Umiruba Hoysa Hachanos. And therefore, what he's trying to say is, if you have a good background, and you have shortchange yourself, Hoysa Umiruba Hoysa Hachanos, but you have not your Kotzar Bechokhma. Now, Kotzar Bechokhma seems to be saying that you did not fulfill what you could have fulfilled based upon your opportunity.
And therefore, you're not a tzaddik.
You're not a tzaddik. So he's saying, if you are guilty of the same way you judge other people, it's because you don't really know how to judge who is a true tzaddik, who is a true rasha. About you, it can be said that you're a rasha because you had a very good upbringing, of great potential. You knew a lot more than what you fulfilled. And therefore, you are a rasha. And you deserve what you're getting. And not only do you deserve what you're getting, you deserve a lot worse. And don't worry, have faith in Hashem that He will one day bring upon you even more punishment. Atachlis. Tachlis means ke'oimer. He means to say, afim chochmas lodas, ma. Even if you do have wisdom, ma v'chima timsa atachlis. Even if you are a wise man, but you'll never be able to come to the, and you'll never be able to finish. You'll never be able to understand the total wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that is impossible. So let's read back, go back to the pasuk again. The pasuk Zion, Hacheker Elokat Himsa. Do you think you can discover the depth of investigation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in Atachle Shakai Timsa? And even if you, Eve, are a wise man, still in all your wisdom doesn't come anywhere near the infinite wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do you think you can reach the conclusion, the end of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom? It's impossible. So how dare you make this judgment, Tzadik Viralo, Rasha Vitovlo? You have no right to define, to decide who is a Tzadik and who is a Rasha.
Not only don't you know, but according to your madrega, you didn't do your maximum.
And you're also guilty. And even according to what you will do know, you're also guilty. Because you also could have done more. And therefore you're deserving of everything that you're getting, and you deserve even more. Pasuk Zayin in Rashi, Hacheker Elokai Timsa She'ata Sover She'kiyamta HaKol. So Rashi here seems to be learning not like the Mitzudos. Rashi, instead of saying according to the Mitzvot, Hacheker Elokai Timsa is in reference to others, right? Is in reference. This is the way the Mitzvot learns. Are you putting yourself in the position of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that you can judge others? You can be chiker. You can judge other people and decide who's a tzaddik, who's a rasha. So the Mitzvot learns that this expression is a statement with regard to others. Rashi over here is saying it's a reference to himself. Have you really analyzed, done a psychoanalysis to figure out yourself that to make this claim that you're a tzaddik? Sha'at service shekiyamta hakol. Atachlis Shakai Timsa, seemingly Rashi would continue with this theme. Have you realized, do you really think that you can judge yourself the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges you? You do are unable to reach the depth of your own workings, of your own actions, your own mind, to realize that you are indeed guilty. Pasik Ches. Gavei Shemai Matifal. Amuka Mishol Mateida. When it comes to understanding the Bria, there are things that are high, and there are things that are in the depths of the sea. I read somewhere that we know today, modern science knows a lot more, infinitely more about what goes on billions of miles away in Shemayim than we know what's going on downstairs. What's going on? What?
Macro and micro.
In the oceans,
like in the Indian Ocean, right? We can't find the plane. We can find, who knows, we know about worlds. Just think about a modern day example. We know what's doing every day in the news, the Hubble spacecraft, they take pictures, they can tell you about new worlds that are billions of miles away. But here, how many miles is it to go find the plane, this missing plane? It's only a couple of miles away in the Indian Ocean. We can't find it. We can't go there. We have no idea what's doing in the bottom of the ocean. There are sea creatures, and there are plants, and there are living things. And it's just that money has not been invested. People do not have the interest. You'll answer, the reason why we don't know is because we didn't spend the money and spend the time, because it's much more interesting and much more exotic to go out into space than it is to go down to the Indian Ocean or to go down a couple of miles down. But according to what Chazal say, they don't really say, but it could be that there is more chokhmah. It's just the things that are down there are more complex, possibly, than things that are further away. Let's take a look at the Mitzudos David. Gove Shemaim, Hinei, Sidur Eloka B'tashlam Hagamol Laron V'Latoivim. The Sidur Eloka, the reward and punishment that Hashem has arranged for the wicked and for the good, the reward and the punishment that Kadosh Baruch Hu has arranged are exalted. They're beyond our understanding, just like we have no understanding of what takes place in the highest heavens. How dare you How dare you then think that you can judge, make a judgment and stand on the emes and declare, Hashem, you're guilty, you're wrong, you've given reward to the Rosh and you've given punishment to the Tzaddik. How dare you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's understanding and arrangement of these matters are way beyond our understanding, just like we have no understanding what's taking place in the Ramei Shamayim, the highest points of heaven. And the other example, to the other extreme, it's deeper than the grave. It's deep, deep down in the ground. Ma'atuchal ledata, how dare you think that you are able to understand? So back to the pasuk, Govesh Maim Ma'atifal. The Raj Mitzudas is explaining the ways of the method of reward and punishment is higher than the matters in the heaven of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pu'ula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Amukam Yishol Ma'ateda, how dare you think? How dare you claim that you understand these matters? Pasuk Ches in Rashi, Gavei Shemayim, Davar Shu Gavoi Ki Gavei Hashemayim, Matifol, Matif, Matifol, Ata, Matifol, Ata is now. Ata with an ayin is now. It is, these matters are more exalted than the highest heavens. And the chokhma, the wisdom, is deeper than the grave. Okay, so something, the pu'ula, it seems that Rashi is coming to compare Hashem's deeds, we're comparing to things that are high, and Hashem's wisdom, we're comparing to the grave, to the earth depth. So I guess that's a different approach than the Mitzudos. There's action, and there's chokhma. Hashem's pu'ulos, his deeds, are wondrous. And we talk about wondrous deeds, we focus on going high, going lamala, above. When we focus on wisdom, the way we describe wisdom is depth, profundity. Depth, profundity is going down. So the Gavei Shemayim Atifal, the pu'ula, is compared to the heavens.
The Mitzudas,
but the Mitzudas is putting this in terms of a reward and punishment. Reward and punishment, and he's not talking about chokhmah. He doesn't say.
No, he's saying.
How dare you think that you can make an assessment?
How can you understand that? So the understanding is more the chokhmah. The tigmoil is l'ran v'latayim halein emaramu v'gavi shemayim.
Those are the deeds.
The reward. Very high to understand it.
The understand the chokhmah is the depth. Okay, so you want it. It's the same idea. So the Mitzudos and Rashi is saying the same thing. The pu'ulos, retribution, reward and punishment, is compared to the heavens, and wisdom is always described in terms of depth, and that's why we compare it to the amuka mishol mateda pasik tes. Aruka me eretz midah. This is a popular pasuk. It's longer than the measurement of the earth, urchava, and it's wider mina yam than the width of the sea. Pasuk Hashem's chokhma, Hashem's deeds, and Hashem's chokhma. That's the theme of the previous pasuk. Pasuk test in the Mitzudos. Arucha midas hasidur hahi arucha. The arrangement of Hashem's deeds min haaretz urchava min hayam hamakif. It's wider than the sea. Hamakif es olam, which surrounds the entire world. The eichim kein efshari lahasig b'chokhma salev. How dare you make a claim that you understand these matters and question Hashem's conduct? Rashi pasuk test. Midoit shalot, its measurement. The kan hisker midoit b'loshon zohar. Here we're using b'loshon zohar. Shaloi omar midasa, did not say it midasa with a yud. When a soft midasa, here we're saying b'loshon zohar, I guess because referring to the earth. The earth, the measurement of the earth is zohar. Arucha mi eretz mido, ruchava minaya. Okay, pasuk yud. Im yachloif the yas.
Ruka is the cave, right?
Arucha, but he's saying, but the word mid is going on the earth. It's zacha, so the mid is going on the aretz, on the eretz. On the eretz. So arucha, Hashem's chokhma. Chokhma is nekeva. The chokhma of Kadosh Baruch Hu is longer than the eretz mida. Urchava mineyam. Pasik yud. Im yachaloi v'yaskir v'yakil mi yishibera. This is a hard pasik. This pasik is now changing focus. He's describing the deeds of the masses. Every person, let's say we have a group of people. Group of people come together, we have and they all participate in accomplishing a single task. And this task is a sin. It's an aveira. Will every single person receive the same punishment for this Avera? No, because every single person has a different son. Every single person has a different attitude. If, let's say, a group of people come together and they do a mitzvah, will every single person get the same reward? Absolutely not. Every single person gets a different reward based upon where they're coming from, how much of a nisayon it was for them. So this is the theme that he's trying to express over here in Pasuk Gimel. Let's take a look at the Mitzudos David. Im Yachlef, it's a hard Pasuk. Lezos. Let's say you will discover a group of people that will participate in committing a crime. The imkol zeh yonshu b'oinshim mischalfim. You will take note that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, over time, over the course of their life, or their lifetimes, whatever that means, they will have different punishments. As mi mehem yachris min olam, some of them will be cut off from the world. V'yas mi yaskir b'masar hayisum, some of them will be imprisoned in their prison of pain. Some will be tortured. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring suffering upon some people. They will not die. V'yaf mehem yakil l'asam el mishmar l'ko l'omba, and some of them will be put in a prison to Likalomba, just to be imprisoned there without suffering. In other words, what? To be destroyed them?
Yeah.
Destruction. To die there. Okay, so three different types of punishment. A group of people participate in a crime. One group is killed, instant death. Another group is tortured. And a third group has life imprisonment. Okay, that's in the middle. It's not torture, but they're not having a free life. Hine im kol ze ein mi lohashiv al gumul tashlumav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who decides which person gets which punishment. But why? Every person, they all did exactly the same thing. Well, that's the theme of this pasuk. That's what the pasuk says. In yachloif, yachlo means it passes the yaskir, the yakil mi yeshivenu. Who will tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Let's take the pasuk backwards. It's a very hard pasuk. Who yakil means? Let's just take the words first.
The three things that he's talking about.
The three different means to die.
He's going
to die. Yaskir means to be tortured. To be tortured. Yaakov means to be in prison. To be collected together and put in prison, they're not going to be tortured. Mi yeshivenu, who will say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how dare you? It's not fair. Why did this person die? This person had yachalif, death. This person had yaskir, torture. He was gathered into it's a borrowed term. Yisur means being, yaskir means he's put away. He's imprisoned.
For Yisurim. He closed himself because he's so loaded with Yisurim that he's,
Sogor, he's locked up. But literally, yaskir means to be locked up. But here we're saying it means more than just locked up. It means locked up to be tortured. And yakil means not tortured. You're thrown in jail. So we have im yachlif, the yaskir, the yakil, three different forms of punishment. Umi yeshivenu. Who will tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how dare you? Because HaKadosh, why? Pasik Yud Alf explains the reason. Ki hu yoda misei shav. He knows. We'll see what that word means in a moment. A hard word. V'yar oven v'lo yisboinon. Okay, let's right away jump to them. This is a hard pasik. Ki hu yoda ratzolayna. This means to say as follows. Im l'fi das ha'adam, although from the perspective of man, yishu kulam b'dvar hamal, everyone is exactly the same, they all committed the same exact crime, they all participated together. Hu hamal hu al kiyenenu yodeh shir ha'chonas kol echad v'echad, that's only because from a man's perspective you don't understand a person's background. Avul hamokon baruch hu yodeh hu anshe shav. Hashem knows man of evil. What do you mean, man of evil? Rotzulaymar. Mi heim Hashem alu b'sheker. Who are the people that have committed a crime falsely? What do you mean? Ki hevinu hamal. They understood the transgression. V'shokru b'atznam la'asos mitava salev. It was a mistake. It was sheker. They only did it because of desire. Umi hu asheru avon b'liboy v'tobim achshavtoy loymash ein kan mal. And there are people that did it because because they made a mistake, there was no transgression. The first group of people, they did it mitavas aleif. They did it on purpose. They did it with tavas, like they desired to commit the crime. And the second group of people that made an innocent mistake, they thought shein kanmal ulam yachul hulam el emes. That Kadosh Baruch Hu was the only one that's able to see.
The person who did the mal. He could have investigated.
Why? Kishir hachanosoi chayso meruba, because he had a good background. Avul kotzar b'chochma, but he made a mistake. Furthermore, Hashem also knows mihu hashelo yisponin klal. There's a person doesn't have the ability to come to this conclusion. He's an innocent bystander. He's just swept away. He was swept away. He doesn't have the faculties to make a decision. Because Hashem denied him, he was not born with potential to have understanding. The he did the crime due to a lack of knowledge. So three different groups of people. The first group, they're evildoers. They did it, they know exactly what they're doing. They did it with Tava Salev. The second people, if they would have thought about it, they would have realized it's a mistake. But they didn't. They were negligent and they committed the crime, and they're guilty. They're held accountable because they should have been more careful. And then there's the third group of people which are innocent bystanders. They were suckered into doing this crime. They had no way they could have been prevented from doing this. V'al kulam yavi b'mishpat. Everyone will be judged individually. Ulefihen according to their actions, according to their status. Yashiv b'mishpat l'chol echol l'fi haroi lo ki b'emes lo yishu b'dvar hamal. Because the truth is, not everyone is the same. So now we go back to the pasuk. Read the pasuk again. Pasuk Yud Aleph. We have three different groups. There's the Yachaloif, there's the Yaskir, and the Yakil. How could it possibly be three different people who have different governments? Ki hu yoda. He, Hashem, is the one who knows. Misay shav. So misay means how we translate the word misay. As a person, misim, misim, misim means the people of sin. Hashem knows they're different. They're different madrigos. The men, the misay means the men.
Gavr,
the men. Hashem knows misim. It's short for misim. Hashem knows the false people. He knows, but even though they're false people, Hashem knows that they're all different. Vayar oven, Hashem sees their individual sin. Each person sins on their level. V'lo yisponon? Question mark. Does Hashem not understand that the sin for each one is different? Is different, and therefore Hashem brings upon them a different type of punishment.
You can say this exactly the way the Yitzhuda says it. He knows there are three types of people. Maseisha, the people who are false. They know it's wrong and they're lying to themselves.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, very nice. Okay, very good. Okay, that's not what he means. That's probably what he means. Okay, okay. Very good. The three different categories. Ki hu yada. He knows there are three categories. The first category is the misay shof. That corresponds to the people, I guess, that's the first category. Then there's a second category of vayar oven, the second category that they saw sin, meaning they could have seen the sin. They didn't do it with kavana, but they're guilty. They would have thought about it, they would have thought what they were doing, they would have realized that they were doing it as an avera. And then there's the third category, the innocent people, v'lo yispoinon, who does not... it's not their fault. It's not their fault. And corresponding to these three categories of people, we have the three people above, the Yachaloif, the Yaski, and the Yakil. L'chayru, the first category, it's not in order. I'm just making, isn't that question? The first category, the Misei Shav, are the evildoers. They get the Yaskir. No, they get the Yaskir. They're tortured. Isn't that worse to be tortured? You want to say, I guess you want to say that it's better to live. It's better to live and be tortured than to die instantly. That's a very big debate. Okay, that's a debate. I don't know. You have to question the psukim in order. So if you want to assume that it's in order, so you want to say that it's better to live and suffer than to die. And that would mean the first category, the Meseishav, the people who have deliberately sinned, they get the first punishment of Yachaloif. The second category of Ayar Oven, they're not deliberate, there was not the Mitava Saleh, but they're still guilty. they get the second category of the Yaskir. And the third category, the innocent bystanders, Velo Yispoinon, they are just put in jail. They are the third category of the Yakil. Okay, so this seemingly is the way the Mitzvah of Shana. Let's take a look at Rashi.
Wouldn't Eob sometimes fall into one of those first two categories?
Yes.
In some cases.
In some cases, definitely. But what he's just saying is that you're black and white. Eob, you're judging a Kadosh Baruch Hu as if everything is black and white. Rosh Tzadik, it's not so. There's a gray area. And you have no right to decide, to make an assessment, this one is a Tzadik, this one is a Rasha. How could it then be that this one is suffering and this one is receiving reward? You're shallow. Yeah?
He's saying, I'm being punished overly harshly. And here he's saying, no, there are different...
Madrigos.
You don't get the system.
Right.
Let's take a look at the two Rashis. Rashi, Pasik,
Yud. Which one is it?
We don't know.
No,
but he definitely doesn't know.
Okay, let's look at the Rashis. Rashi, Pasik, Yud. Im yachalef yaskir b'yisurin es mi sheyirtzeh. Hashem is yachalef yaskir. Hashem causes to pass over the Yaskir and locks up the Yisurin, Esmi Sheyirtze, the Yakil Kol Pam Leois Shelo, all of his pomoletics, his arguments, Levakeach to argue, Al Shehiskir on this, to those that he's masking.
So he says it's only one thing.
It's one idea.
One idea of giving Yisurim, and he has to defend it. The Akil means he has arguments to defend it, why Yaskir.
Who's defending?
Kadosh Baruch.
Im Yachlef Yaskir, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide that punishment shall come upon a person, we take the two words together, Yachlef will pass over, Segira will pass over upon a person punishment.
The Yaskir will Yisurim, and he will
lock them up, he will punish them with Yisurim.
And he has all the reasons for it.
Hashem will collect against the person arguments why it's just. Right. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide to torture a person because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with him the reasons, Mi Yeshivenu, who can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're wrong? Who can say that you're making a mistake? That's seemingly how Rashi learns. Umi Bohem Yeshivenu Bedvarim Limso Ovel Bepalo, who can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're making a mistake? V'yibnei Shehanidon Sholo V'shoked Yomim Rabim, and if you'll go, you'll say, and you'll say, but the nidoin, that the victim, the litigant, is at peace and was quiet for many days. Kain darko, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way. Let's go into the next pasuk.
You're going into Eve. You say, Eve, you had all these good years. How do you know that you weren't deserving punishment all the way in the beginning? There was enough arguments to give you bad, but Hashem gave you good time because that's the way he works. You know, afterwards he comes back.
And that's how he can go. He goes into the next pasuk. Pasuk Gidalov ki hu yoda miseishav the yar oven v'lo yisponon sheheim oisim yomim v'shanim. A person does these things many days of his life. Adoy mekim yishlo yisponon ki marich apo. The reason why, so it's a continuation, Rashi, an entirely different interpretation. Hashem knows misay shav, the falsehood of men, vayar oven.
He sees that bad deeds.
V'lo yisponon, and Hashem.
And
as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes believe that he does not understand, he lets a person live a long time even though he commits sins.
Right.
Hashem is patient. Hashem is patient for many years, allows a person to live and be well, and then when the time comes, the measure is full, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes the person for his sins. So here he's saying, Yachloif, Yachloif v'yaskir. So we have to review the two psukim according to Rashi one more time. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets a person live for a very long time without being punished, and then at the very end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings upon the person punishment for reasons that he's committed a sin, and there's no one that can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're making a mistake. So you have to really.
There's no item by item punishment.
Right, it's one shot.
And it's cumulative, and it depends on his
level.
Rationale, why he's doing it. We can't.
At what point, exactly. So you have to really, according to Rashi, read these two psukim backwards. A person is doing an Avera, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about this Avera. Hashem knows ki hu yoda miseishav, he knows the about men of evil. He knows about these people, Hashem. Vayar Avin, and he sees their sins. V'lo yispoinon, and Hashem makes believe that he does not understand, he does not comprehend their sins. Hashem lets them get away with it for a very, very long time. But then we go backwards, Pasig Yud. But ultimately what happens? Im yachloif v'yaskir, but the time comes when HaKadosh Baruch Hu then decides to punish the person, Vayakil, and Hashem collects against him all of his sins, and Hashem now at the end of his life punishes him. And when this happens, Umi Yeshivenu, there's no one that can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're making a mistake. Because Hashem is not making a mistake. So likewise, Eev, you've been a sinner from time immemorial. And even though you've lived a good life, doesn't matter, you have committed sins all along. Hashem was just allowing the sins to accumulate to a point where now he's going to collect from you the sins in one shot. That's seemingly how Rashi is learning.
This goes beyond the Yud Gimel Midos.
Right, exactly. We have this tradition that Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes us little by little. Hashem does not allow the sins to accumulate to a point where we will be cut off in one shot.
This was either
before Matan Torah, or this is the Umos HaOlam. It's not for Klal Yisrael, but then you get into all the problems that either of his mentions of Torah. Okay, I don't know. They're all different levels of interpretation.
It could have been at the same time before the story of the Luchos.
Okay. Okay, we will stop here. There are a couple of Midrashim that we have to go through, some powerful stuff, but we'll leave that for next week.